Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and whoever loves the Father loves the child born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and observe his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is the one who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and with the blood. It is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and the three are in agreement. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For the testimony of God is this, that he has testified concerning his Son. The one who believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. The one who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has given concerning his Son. And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life.
Our culture is fascinated by longevity. While the desire for a long, fulfilling life is natural, God's Word encourages us to remember that our earthly existence is not all there is. No pill or diet can extend our days here beyond the number God has willed. But we can live forever in a perfect home, doing soul-satisfying work. When we believe Jesus is God's Son and trust in Him as our Savior, we receive the gift of eternal life. Although we're promised a place in heaven, the life we experience now or later isn't primarily about location. The true value is that we are and always will be in the presence of God. We will be fully healed and forever home with the one who loves us beyond anything we can imagine. 1 John 5 verse 1 tells us, "Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God." Verse 12 expands on that thought. "He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life." It is through Christ that we have God's promise of eternity with Him, as we see in Romans 6, verse 23. Reaching a healthy old age is a laudable goal, but nothing's more important than receiving the Savior and enjoying what's to come, the gift of living forever in His presence.